Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to stay healthy? Well, apparently you need to drink fire cider. You got Elizabeth and Radar here on the mix. Anybody, have you ever heard of this fire cider?
Not fire cider. I know
regular cider.
Regular cider. And I want to say my husband drinks some kind of apple cider used for cooking.
Apple cider vinegar. You're supposed to take a
shot
of that.
That's what it is.
Right?
Apple cider vinegar.
Oh, this
and it's
is,
nasty.
This is, well, this sounded nasty to me too. I saw this post from another Elizabeth.
Hey!
Who's a mom of Lydia, who's going to be on our TOSA East softball team. As you, anybody knows, I'm the varsity coach at TOSA East. Elizabeth joins the show now, so we've got two of you on the show. But
what are you going to do with two Elizabeths?
Firesider.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Firesider Elizabeth joins the show now.
Yeah.
I saw you post this on social media, and you're like, oh, we can't wait for this to be done so that you and your husband can stay healthy. And I'm like, the first thing I messaged her was, dude, I don't get colds that often. When I coached my first year at TOSA East last spring, these girls were like giving me colds left and right.
You touch something, constantly sick.
I'm like, why am I sick? I have like three colds from February on. So I'm like, maybe this is something we need. Elizabeth, sure. Firesider Elizabeth, what is this all about?
So first of all, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a certified nutritionist.
She wants to put that out there right away.
Smart. Smart.
Like, I'm just a mom, right? So I was introduced to fire cider several years ago, I would say at least 5-6 years ago, from a friend of mine that is a nurse practitioner. And then she's since branched out more into the functional, holistic side of medicine a little bit as well. So she studies all of this stuff, and she introduced me to fire cider. And it perked my interest, much like it's perking your guys' interest today.
Mm-hmm. You want to stay healthy.
And it was something that she's like, Elizabeth, you can just make it at home. Like, and it is filled with all these nutrients, all this gut fighting bacteria.
All right. So what's in this thing?
So it is basically herbs and vegetables and things that have been used for centuries before over-the-counter medicines to fight illness and viruses and bacterias. And it ferments, these vegetables and herbs and some fruits ferment in apple cider vinegar. Herbalists will say let it ferment for at least a month. You can let it ferment as long as you want, I think.
I thought it was going to be a challenge to try to make sourdough bread with this starter. And now you got to make this stuff and let it sit for a month.
I do make sourdough as well. And this is way
of course you
easier.
Do.
This is easier? Okay, so you start with how big of a jar are we talking here?
So you can start with a small batch and just do a normal like mason jar.
Okay.
And basically you just want to cut up as many, you know, there are many recipes out there. I do like to use one as a guide just for
What are you putting in though? You said
exactly.
Herbs, like what kind of herbs?
So you want to have like onions, garlic, turmeric, ginger, like the whole ginger, like the whole turmeric.
All of that in a jar?
Do you drink this before or after you brush your teeth?
You can drink it whenever you want. People will, then you, what you do is you, you cover all of these, you know, everything with apple cider vinegar, and then you strain the liquid, and the liquid is the fire cider.
Okay, so, and you said it has to steep or kind of sit for how long?
It ferments technically, so it does create the good bacteria for your gut for at least a month. And then you can use it as in place of any vinegar in recipes. You can use it to make a vinaigrette for salads.
Interesting.
Okay,
you
so
can put it in tea.
Does it burn your throat when you call it fire cider, Elizabeth?
You know, yeah, because a lot of not burn, like it doesn't stay with you. It's almost, it feels good, especially if you are, you know, in the beginning of a cold and your throat's itchy and scratchy.
Yeah.
Like it actually feels really good.
Okay.
And it's really warming.
So when do you go on the darkness retreat? Because I feel like we're talking to Aaron Rodgers here and we're learning about ayahuasca.
Well, you know, first you got to start the fire.
Does it help with injuries?
And bring witches in the picture.
Whoa, oh, okay. Yeah. Now we're... So it
My
sits on,
but
there is a lot of knowledge about this on the internet. If you Google fire uh-huh. cider, and they talk uh-huh. about how this has been a traditional recipe for many, many
really?
Years, like you mentioned,
uh-huh.
and it's herbal, spicy ingredients. It can help prevent colds and flus, anti-inflammatory, digestive aid. I mean, without getting too graphic, because we are here on the radio, but would yeah. you say it helps with all those things? Like your regular, everything's good?
Yeah, I would say that it definitely helps. If you're getting sick, it definitely helps you recover quicker. Or that's what I have found with my family, that
really?
It doesn't just like cover your symptoms. It actually feels like you get over sickness quicker.
A natural remedy for cold and flus.
Yeah. And it's in you really, you don't need anything special for it. You don't need to have any special equipment to make it.
You just need patience.
Well, no, it takes me 10 minutes to make it up.
Right. But then you got to let it sit for like 4 weeks. And then you can put it in anything? Is it just like a regular shot glass? Do you do it every day? How often do you have to drink this?
So my husband and I will you can drink it every day if you want to maintain
okay.
like a healthy immunity, like kind of as a supplement.
Sure.
And I just like, I will sweeten it with, I'll put, when I make it and strain the liquid, I'll put it in mason jar, pour it in mason jars. Cause I usually make a giant batch cause I know we go through it. And I usually put honey in it, like a local honey to sweeten it. And then I just keep it in my refrigerator. And then, yeah, you can use it in your recipes. My husband and I just do it a straight up shot, like down the hatch.
Let's go. Cheers.
Okay. Can I just tell you, when you talk about this, when I met Radar, I was 20 years old and in college, and I turned 21 during that internship. And all we were talking about was, how was the 21st birthday? And what were you doing? And what are the college kids up to these days?
Yeah.
And what are the fun bars to go to?
Let's go.
And now,
look at us.
Who'd have thought? Not me.
Not me at all.
We're talking about fire cider and natural remedies for flus.
Elizabeth, thanks for joining us and enlightening us on fire cider.
Of course.
All right, I'm going to need a couple shots so I can... Does it help with coaching?
It
might make give you more clarity, for sure.
That's what I need with those girls. I'll tell you what. That clarity.
It'll clean you out.
Woo!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.